Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, you've got me and me only, and it's been a while since I've gotten on here and jammed a solo episode with you guys. If you can't tell, my voice is a little hoarse still. I recently, just this past weekend, we had our first ever Wealthy Practitioner pop-up, which if you don't know what those are, they are reserved for our mastermind clients, our 90-day clients, and our one-to-one clients. And so a couple times a year, this is something new that we introduced in 2024, but a couple times a year, we are going to pop up in any capacity, anywhere, and do these little one-day masterminds for our clients. And we typically have a couple of spots that you can sign up for and pay to come as a non-client to get a taste of the Wealthy Practitioner community. And so we will probably keep that going as long as we can. And we've decided our next pop-up is going to be in January in Texas, but I do not have any more details for you than that because we're still trying to figure out some things behind the scenes. But because of our most recent pop-up, I lost my voice. I have been talking for 4 to 5 days straight and it's finally starting to come back now. Yesterday was much worse. I was going to try and record this episode yesterday, but I couldn't. But today we're good. Today I have to go into the office in the afternoon and I was thinking about what I wanted to chat with you guys about. And you know, my go-to is always like money, manifesting, mindset, all the M's, and marketing too. I do love to talk about marketing, but I have some plans to get some really tactical episodes recorded for you guys and really teach you some things. But the purpose of this episode is not that. This is more of a catch up and some mindset stuff again. And so as I'm reflecting on our most recent pop-up, I am just overcome with so much joy and gratitude. I posted on social media that, like, you know, you're building with the right people by your side when you miss them the minute that they're gone. And anytime I get to be in person with my clients, it is just so much fun. My heart is so full. I can't even explain it. I know I'm in total alignment with my purpose. And I felt that way after Scale Up. And I was like, okay, for those of you that don't know, that don't run events, like an event like Scale Up is very expensive. An event like Cairo Wealth Con, which we're going to be hosting in October, is very expensive to make happen. There's lots of outsourcing and contractors you have to hire. And then it's finding speakers and all sorts of things, right? And so for the season of life that I'm in, being a mom and running these offices plus a consulting company, it's like, okay, I probably can't host more huge events like that. Probably pretty capped at 1 to 2 a year. And so I was like, okay, I don't want that to be the only time I get to hang out with my clients in person. And so that's how the pop-up was born. And I am reminiscing on all the good conversations that we had, the deep connections between people. And we had a couple of people that this was their first time getting exposed in person to the Wealthy Practitioner community. And there was this overwhelming feeling that they were so excited to be a part of the community. Everybody kind of shared, there's not a lot of communities like this out there. And I know that wholeheartedly. I'm in consulting. And so I see the behind the scenes of a lot of consulting businesses as well. And they're not building the quality of communities that we are. And it just feels so good to be this facilitator of that. I truly believe you get what you put out. And I always try and lead from a place of thoughtful leadership, abundance, just good energy, good vibration. And I naturally attract that. So some of the humans that I get to work with are some of the highest caliber humans that I have met. And they're people that I really genuinely care about. And so when we all get together, it just feels like we're hanging out with friends and it's hard to want to leave. Shout out to John. He posted like, hey, just a tip for you. If you're going to go to a Stephanie Wigner pop-up, get the latest flight possible because you're not going to want to leave. That's how much fun we have. And we had so many breakthroughs. There were a few tears. There was people just coming and willing to be vulnerable and share about, hey, here's the bottleneck that I'm facing. Here's the mindset that I'm facing in business or my personal life or in my marriage. There's no judgment here. And we were all able to really help and support each other. And I think that's the benefit of doing things like this in person, is you get the opportunity to go deeper and be more vulnerable than maybe you would feel comfortable doing over a thing like Zoom. And so that is what we spent the weekend doing. And afterwards, I was reflecting, like the projector I am, I always need some space and some time to really just be quiet and sit with myself. And I was like, oh my God, like only 6 to 8, maybe 9 months ago, was I really envisioning. I remember I said to one of my friends, I was like, I really just want to build a community for practitioners that is wholehearted, that is authentic, that feels really good to be in. And it's crazy to think that I've done that. It's such an honor to be able to facilitate that, which brings me to my next point. So I told all my clients to get the book U Squared when I did my Quantum Leap training for them. And I was like, I want to share this with people because everything that has been happening inside of this business and other businesses is because of my pursuit, because I am tenacious in my pursuit of what it is that I really want. And it's not like building this business to what it has been inside of 18 months has been easy, but I wake up every single day and I work on it and I think about it and I obsess over it. How can I make it better? What else can I do? What's next? And I think in entrepreneurship, we have to have that level of obsession if we want to go further faster, if we want to truly achieve something great. If you're just wanting to cash in at 200K annual revenue, that is a beautiful thing. You don't have to be nearly as obsessed to do it. You just have to have really good marketing and really good systems in place and then be able to maintain that. But if you truly are like, I want to see what this is all about and I want to see how I can push myself to the limits and how I can push this business, like what I can actually achieve, you have to be committed to the pursuit of that success. And so I opened up this book. I want to read you a little something that reminded me after this pop-up. I'm like, oh my God, I was really envisioning this happening and now it's came to fruition. And so the quote is, you've dreamed many dreams that were yours for the taking. In fact, almost all of them were well within your reach. Even now, most of what you dream of can be yours. The simple secret is the seeking, the pursuit. Dreams begin to crystallize into reality when they are pursued. The world behaves differently when you actually take action to go after what you want. What you wish could be starts becoming. The dream moves in your direction, begins to come to you even as you reach for it. Consider this, the dreams you have realized in life are those which you actively sought. That which you have achieved is what you decided to go for in one way or another. You can think positively all day long, all year, but positive action is what truly counts. And I love that. Because when I'm working with entrepreneurs, all of us want the successful practice. All of us want the family. All of us want the love. All of us want the travel. All of us want the investments. And wanting doesn't get you shit. And it's sometimes hard. I'll get on calls with clients and I understand life is happening. There's a lot of different things happening, but wanting and wishing and longing, like those are not the same as pursuing a dream like your life depends on it. And for me, I've always had that level of obsession with things that once I have clarity, and again, we've talked about this all the time. You guys are probably sick of hearing this. If you don't know what the hell it is you want, you're not going to be able to get it. But once you know what it is, if you just pursue that every day, it will become yours. I promise you. Every high level entrepreneur started with clarity around what it is they want, and then they pursued it until they get it. And so for some of my dreams that I haven't reached yet that are just so massive, I'm going to keep pursuing it every single day until I get there. I wanted to come on here and remind you that the more you trust your vision and the more you take powerful pursuit in what it is you want, the closer you are to that dream life today. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.